Hello, my name is Pastor Nick Nicolai. I am the interim pastor at Congregational Presbyterian Church in Lewiston, Idaho. We are glad to offer these audio sermons for the congregation and for those interested in learning more about the congregation and our Christian faith. We invite you to visit us, meet our staff and congregation, and join us in our journey of faith. Our mission is to know Christ, to become like Christ, to share Christ. Now, on to the sermon.
Well, that was fun. Beautiful Savior.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like the land owner who went out early one morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay the normal daily wage and sent them out to work. About 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace and saw some people standing around doing nothing. So he hired them, telling them he would pay them whatever was right at the end of the day. So they went to work in the vineyard. At noon, and again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. At 5 o'clock that afternoon, he was in town again and saw some people standing around. He asked them, 'Why haven't you been working today?' They replied, 'Because no one hired us.' The landowner told them, 'Well, then, go out and join the others in the vineyard.' That evening, he told the foreman to call the workers in and to pay them. Beginning with the last, workers first. When those hired at 5 o'clock were paid, each received a full day's wage. When those hired first came to get their pay, they assumed they would receive more. Those people worked only 1 hour, and yet you've paid them just as much as you paid us who worked all day in the scorching heat.' He answered one of them, 'Friend, I haven't been unfair. Didn't you agree to work all day for the usual wage? Take your money and go. I wanted to pay this last worker the same as you. Is it against the law for me to do what I want to do with my money? Should you be jealous because I am kind to others? So those who are last now will be first then, and those who are first will be last.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let's bow our hearts in a word of prayer. Our gracious God, as loving parents embrace and hold and gift and love their children, so you hold and love us. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace. From God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, and the Spirit who moves among us. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Well, today is Sunday, September 24th, 2023, the last Sunday in September, the first Sunday after autumn began. Welcome to Congregational Presbyterian Church, Lewiston, Idaho, and welcome to those of you online who join us for worship. It is good to have you here. And the welcome to those of you who will worship with us at a different time. And welcome to everybody in person. Welcome. There's a story about a pastor who late Saturday night got sick. He just got the chills and flu and had a migraine and lost his voice, could barely whisper. So he called a friend of his and asked the pastor, "Can you fill in for me tomorrow? I just am not feeling well." And the pastor friend said, "Sure." So the next morning, the pastor shows up at worship, and the congregation is wondering, "Who is that person?" And the pastor says, "I need to tell you that late last night, your pastor called me. He has got a fever and the chills, and has a migraine and a sore throat, laryngitis. So he thought it was best for him to rest and thought it would be best for you if he rested. So I'm filling in today." Pastor said, "It's just kind of like I'm plexiglass. Because like at the middle of the night, at 2 a.m, if there's a storm that rolls through the valley, and the winds blow and the branches are knocked around and hail knocks out the front room window pane and the glass of the pane shatters, you can't go to the hardware store and get a new pane of glass. So you go down to the basement, look around, find some plexiglass, bring it up, put it in, duct tape it. And the next morning, go to the hardware store, get a pane of glass, put it in, and you're off and running." So he said, "I'm plexiglass. I'm just filling in." So preached, the songs are sung, had the message, had the offering, and blessed them and sent them. Afterwards, during the fellowship time, the pastor was talking to people, and this longer-lived, older little lady shuffled over toward the pastor, grabbed the pastor's hand and patted it and said, "Oh, Pastor, I wanted to tell you, you are not plexiglass. You were a real pain." Feel free not to share with me where I fall on the spectrum. Here's a poem, J.R.R. Tolkien, "All Ye Joyful." "Sing, all ye joyful, now sing all together. The winds in the treetop, the winds in the heather, the stars are in blossom, the moon is in flower, and bright are the windows of the night in her tower. Dance, all ye joyful, now dance all together. Soft is the grass, and let foot be like feather. The river is silver, the shadows are fleeting. Merry is Maytime, and merry our meeting. Sigh no more, pine. till the wind of the morn. Fall, moon, dark be the land. Hush, hush, oak, ash, and thorn, hushed by all water till dawn is at hand. Well, a crowd gathered in the marketplace early morning, seeking to be hired for the day's work, hoping to make enough money to buy food for the family, some just for the day, some hoping for a day or two. As with many parables in Matthew, this one shows the readers something about God's character reign. But what is that something it speaks? Well, this parable has been interpreted in different ways. Does the parable talk about the economic relations between those who have more and those who have less? Is it defending Jesus' acceptance of religious outsiders who have responded to the message and call? Is it about including Gentiles, those not of the faith, who arrive late to Israel's salvation? Is it about the generosity of the householder, the landowner? Well, the parable's read in different ways. The pattern in the story is repetition and variation. Repetition. The owner of the vineyard, the word in the Greek in vineyard, appears five times in this short story. Ventures to the marketplace five times in the story. First week workers are hired at daybreak. They agree to a day's worth wage. 9 o'clock hires more and says, you'll get a fair wage, though it's not specified what it will be. And then the scenario repeats at noon and at 3 o'clock, unspecified wages. And then at 5, just before closing time, the owner hires more workers. No mention of payment at all for their time and work. The suspense builds in the story. Recruitment, payment, deliberately, provocatively, the owner instructs the manager to pay the one-hour workers first. And everyone, even the workers, are surprised when they receive a full day's wage. What a generous vineyard owner. But when those who worked all day long step forward and are given the same amount as those short timers, they are upset. Equal pay for unequal work. Well, they feel cheated. And Jesus responds that the parable in the vineyard owner says, I paid what I said I would pay. Do you begrudge my generosity to all? Well, the story is about the laborers, but maybe it's not so much about the laborers as a story about the land owner, God, the vineyard owner, God's reign, and the fullness and wholeness, the abundant, extravagant graciousness of God for all people, even the likes of you. First, last, last, first, the kingdom will surprise you, and God's reign will flow over and around and within and through everything turned upside down. I go for a walk around our neighborhood in Pullman with our Jack Russell Terrier. She is a good dog. Our dog is getting older, as am I. The day is overcast and chilly. Fall has arrived. Today it feels the season it is. We are on a sniff walk, which means she leads, I follow. No predetermined path. She'll wander, stop, sniff, and sniff, and suddenly bounds off down the sidewalk, trots down the street, then stops and sniffs. I stand on the sidewalk next to someone's yard. I am brooding, thinking. I am in thought. A tree lets go of a small pine cone. Plop. Here. This. Just this. Now. This moment is enough. It's almost too much. Attend to body, the day, given, gifted. My doubts and my worries and my concerns are unreal. All of that is elsewhere. I am here. Creation, seasons, changes, life, dying, rising, a pine cone holding life and future, new creation, gracious promise. And I, plop, am beloved, God's beloved. This earth, this day, this journey, the huge magnificence of it, the simplicity of mystery. This tree, this sidewalk, this yard, here, now, plop, here. Child of God, in God's beloved vineyard, keep listening for the call. For God is gracious and merciful, endlessly patient, abounding in steadfast love, forever faithful, gracious promise for always. So, God is here. Moment, breath. Full moon, dark be the land, hush, hush, oak and ash and thorn, hushed by all water till dawn is at hand. Let's take a moment of silence and just reflect, and then I'll pray. Our loving God, we are thankful for this land, for these people, for this lodge, and for all lodges, and for all people. You love us even when we were broken or stubborn or lost and wandered off dead. You breathe into us life. Make us alive together, whole, one, your beloved country, and this lovely community, and this lovely earth. By grace we have been saved. Thank you. Thank you. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. His peace be with you always. Amen.